Hey there, guys and gals. Chewy here, welcoming you to Asteroid Factory's Candlelight Conversation number 3. We wanted to start this podcast off with a huge thank you to everyone who has listened to the podcast so far. It means a lot to us that you've listened to us. It means a lot to us that you've rated us and reviewed us and subscribed to us. It really does help us out, and it means the world to us. As a reminder, you can always find more information about the episode you're about to listen to and all other episodes at our website, asteroidfactory.com. There's a really cool feature there where you can leave us a voicemail, and you may just hear that voicemail on a future episode of the podcast. Now, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you like the show, please tell anyone you can. Anything you could do to spread the word helps. If you have like-minded friends who you think may just like to listen to three dudes shoot the shit about nerd stuff, it would help us out, and we would love you for it. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and rate and review the show there, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. And just as a reminder there, you may just hear your review on a future episode. We'd love to start showcasing those there as well. Now, the episode you're about to hear, we're titling something along the lines of Candlelight Conversation with a Celebrity Meet and Greet Master. I'm not going to tell you anything else. I don't want to spoil anything, but this guy was awesome. Please let us know what you guys think. Let us know if you want to hear him on a future podcast. We thank you again for listening, and please remember... Please remember to always put your ankles in it.
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to another Candlelight Conversation with the Asteroid Factory Podcast. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
Oh, no, I'm Chewy.
Oh, that's me. Oh, and I'm Quaritch.
Yes, we have a special guest with us today, Quaritch, and we're going to take a look into the life of a Comic-Con connoisseur.
It's like a Comic-Con completist.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. Oh, goosebumps.
Yeah. Here, I'll tell the story of why we pulled Quaritch into a room. So
we politely tugged him into a room.
Yeah. So we work with this fine gentleman, and... We were walking by, we were actually told by someone to walk by his cube, and then we walked by his cube and saw many, 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 many pictures of him at meet and greets at various Comic-Cons, and it was just, it was like a shrine, and it was magical when we walked by, so we needed to know more, and that's what this conversation is. It's finding out more about this fine young gentleman and finding out why he has what seems like millions of pictures of him with amazing people at Comic-Cons.
Yeah, like, it's... When you say, like, it's mind-blowing, when I first saw your cube, like, I had... I stopped and, like... It literally, my mind exploded. I'm like... I didn't assume you photoshopped any, but, like, that's how, like, a wealth of photos you have. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. And I'm jealous.
I mean, yeah, it's starting to take up all my cube now at this point, so...
start hanging them on the outside walls. To hell with policy, man. They're amazing. Yeah.
Like, what started your fandom? Like, what started you being passionate about...
That moment where you're like, I'm doing this.
It probably all... Well, I started doing, like, getting, like, the celebrity meet and greets back in like 2014, went with a couple of friends. They were going to meet Jason Momoa at the time, and I was a huge Game of Thrones fan, before all the Aquaman explosion, and was going in there with a couple of them just like, oh, this is no big deal, you know, just going to get a quick photo with them. But then, like, I got in the booth, saw him, got like starstruck, and was just like going bonkers in my head. And then after that, you know, just started following different fan forums, you know, about this whole different fandom of meeting and greeting celebrities, and just kind of caught on to me. And I, majority for me is just the Marvel universe, because I just have been following that for so long, grew up with the comic books, followed the film series. And ever since then, I've just been trying to hunt down as many as I can as they show up.
What year was Jason Momoa? What year was that you met him for Game of Thrones?
I want to say it was Wizard World 2015.
I remember. I was at that one, and yeah, I remember him being there. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Was he a cool dude?
He was. We all went in there, and, you know, he's, you know, shaking everybody's hand, asking how everybody's doing. Really nice guy. Easy to, you know, just kind of go up to and approach. And when we were going in there, I was going in there with two of my female friends, and they were, you know, they had the hots for him.
Yeah.
So
I mean, who doesn't?
Really, come on, yeah.
Seriously.
And, like, I told them both, you know, you both can, you know, go on the other side of him. He can put his arms around you guys. I'll be the one on the outside. But when I got in there and got all starstruck, I went straight for his one side. And
yeah, like, push him out, like, muff him, just, hey.
Yeah, it was just like, sorry, you're out of the way.
First come, first serve, man.
I apologized to her afterwards. She's like, oh, it's cool. I'm like, no, it's not cool. I'm sorry.
So he was a nice guy. Where did you go from there?
So after that, fast forward to 2016, and at Wizard World Philadelphia, they had announced that they were going to have Captain America, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Thor, Tom Hiddleston, Loki, and Sebastian Stan, Bucky Barnes. They were all going to be shown up
like,
there.
That's like a holy grail of four dudes. Like, Chris Hemsworth never goes to any cons, really.
Never, yeah.
I mean, and oh, Chris Evans, my great white buffalo. I missed him at Ace. That is the one I'm the most jealous of you of. Tell me he's a cool dude.
He was the nicest guy.
Yes!
When I went in there to get my photo with him, like, I was wearing a team capture because that was when the Civil War craze was going on. He immediately saw my shirt and was like, oh, man, what an awesome shirt. That's crazy. And he's like, get in here, big guy. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting next to Captain America.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
What about the other guys?
Well,
or did you meet all of those guys?
Yeah, was it all at once?
So it was two separate meetings. The first one, I met Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston because they were doing like a dual op with Loki and Thor, and then they were going to do Winter Soldier
Bucky
and Cap.
Yeah,
so perfect pairings. The first one we did, I went with my friend Michelle. She used to be my big con buddy, but she got smart and saved money.
Overrated.
Yeah. So we were getting up there. She's a huge like Tom Hiddleston fan, so you know she was getting excited, and I love Chris Hemsworth as Thor. So we're getting close up there, and you can kind of see behind the curtain. You know the guys are standing there and everything, and like everybody's getting excited. So it's our turn to go up there, go up to Hiddleston. You know he's you know the classic gentleman like Englishman. Hello, welcome to Comic Con. How are you doing today? Yeah. And then I'm going up to Hemsworth, and I'm just, like, ecstatic. I'm just like, hey, Chris, you know, I'm so excited to meet you. You're my favorite Avenger. He actually did not even make eye contact with me.
No.
Or say anything. And I had my hand out for a handshake, and he grabbed my hand, but he didn't even, like, grip it or, like, shake it.
Aww.
Yeah, there's always that fear that, what do they say?
Don't meet your heroes.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes. And that's happened to me in the past where I've met people that I've very much looked up to and almost idolized, and in those moments they've crushed like everything I've thought of them.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna definitely promote this cast with the hashtag Hemsworth. What the fuck? Like this is not like bothers me. Like, I mean, I want to slap him. I know he beat the shit out of me afterwards, but at least I get in one good shot.
Yeah.
But Hiddleston was cool.
Yeah, Hiddleston was a really nice guy.
And, how about Bucky? He just seems like he's. I follow Sebastian Stan probably the most. He's one of the better guys on Instagram. Was he cool?
He was really cool. You know, he was a nice guy. I went up to him, you know, just like Hiddleston. You know, hey, how's it going? You having a good time at the con and everything? You know, they actually took their time to actually, you know, see how the fans are doing and everything. So
I mean, they're rich because of us, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And one last.
I'm so bitter right now.
Well, one last thing on Hemsworth, too, is that, like, I at least thought with the photo, hey, at least, you know, we'll all be smiling and looking like we're having a good time. And when I got the photo, he didn't even smile for the photo.
Stop. We got to stop because I might not see the next
photo in here. And, well, the thing is, you know, I love the character Thor still.
Yeah.
Still one of my favorites, but, like, Chris Hemsworth, the man, I've cursed him. It's like anything out of the MCU, I don't want him to succeed.
Wait, so one thing you have to think of, though, is, I mean, like, you do have to think of this job that, this is a job for them. This is promotion for them. This is, like when they go out and do this. Yeah, we are looking at the picture of Quaritch with Hemsworth and Hiddleston. Hiddleston looks like he's having the time of his life.
I mean, there's a smirk on Hemsworth's face a little smirk.
If you look close enough, you can pick it up.
There's like a twinge of smile there.
Yeah, but like I was saying though, you have to think that of like what was Hemsworth's day like that day.
True.
Why am I sticking up for Hemsworth?
I was maybe he didn't get sour cream on his burrito, you know, for lunch, and then he just turned into dick mode. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, that's a good point though. You know, over the year, you know, I was really upset about it that day and like for a while, but then you know, you start to talk to some different people who also do these meet and greets, and they say the same thing. You know, these people are also individuals. You know, they're going to have some bad days too. And
like, I gotta ask fiscally, yeah. Like, how much was it to get the photos of those two?
The dual ops with both of them together was about $400.
Okay, so yeah. And that's, I think that kind of, that's what it's like. I think at Ace, they're all like the big names are all $200 a piece.
Yeah,
it's like. I get they're individuals, but suck it up. For $200 a pop? Dude, if somebody... I'm not going to go down that road, but for $200 a pop, I would smile and be happy. And, I mean, I would love to, like, meet fans and, like, shake their hands. Because, I mean, you're responsible for their success.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, so that checks off Hiddleston, Hemsworth...
Bucky and Cap.
Yeah.
Bucky and Cap.
And those two were righteous dudes.
Those guys were phenomenal. Yes. I can't say enough about my experience, at least meeting them.
Is that pick in there?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after that experience in Philadelphia, that really started launching me off going the full way to...
Was that, like, your second experience? So you hit Momoa, and then your next... thing was those four?
It was
Holy
those four.
Shit, man. You like went from weed to like crystal meth. I mean, it was yeah. Like, let's do this. Oh,
yeah.
Good for you.
Because my friend Michelle, too, who went with me, she like right away when she saw it, too, we were both just like, oh my God, you know, when's the next time these four are ever going to show up to a convention?
Amazing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So Philadelphia was the kickoff for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you remember at that point thinking, like, I got to meet everyone?
I was just going to say, like, so you met Momoa, and, like, was that enough of a, like, let's do this? To like, because, like, I've been to, like, a lot of Chicago-based cons, but I've always wanted to branch out and do, like, you know, Indianapolis and Michigan and all that, but I've never had, like, the stones to do it. You were just like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, because, you know, honestly, I was never, like, a vacation kind of guy either, never really left this, you know, to go on too far. And yeah, you know, after I met Momoa, you know, Wizard World was doing this, and I'd always had a great time doing Wizard World Chicago for many years. So doing Philadelphia was like, all right, at least I know the convention, I know what I'm in for.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know the life, yeah.
But yeah, I was just ecstatic when they announced those four. And like at that point when I first bought my tickets, I was like, well, you know, this will be my big thing. This is, you know, going to be my big memory from doing a convention.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, after that, that's when things really started to kick off.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Then it was black tar heroin from
yeah.
there.
I mean, yeah.
So wait, so what was the black tar heroin? No, so what was your next step? Like,
yeah,
where did you go after Philadelphia?
So after Philadelphia, skip ahead to 2017 at C2E2. That's the other convention in Chicago.
Maybe in Chicago, yeah.
And that one's honestly become like even bigger than Wizard World.
It is now, absolutely.
And they were having Stan Lee. At the 2017 one, it was like, well, you know, he's the grandfather of Marvel, you know, would love to meet him. So at the last minute, I got a ticket for him, got in there, starstruck again, just like I was with all the other previous guys. Didn't really get to say a lot to Stan just because they were kind of pushing everybody through because, you know, he's an older guy. He does.
Oh, he was like 94 then, right?
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I said to him real quick, you know, thank you, Stan, for everything you've done. And, you know, I'm an honor of being able to stand next to you right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, he smiled, he laughed about it. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Was that the only person you met at that or at C2E2 that year?
That was,
yeah, how much did he cost?
He was about $190. I think, you know what, I think that year, too, I met, I don't know if you guys know Jason Isaacs.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
I met him that year.
He's Lucius Malfoy, right?
Yeah.
All right. I know that's nerdy. That's who I think of. I'm sorry.
No, that's who I think of him from The Patriot.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
A great movie, and what a good bad guy.
I actually got him to sign my picture.
Wait, was he the main villain in The Patriot?
Yeah, it's Colonel Tavington.
That's probably, I would, if, and Doom knows that this is completely correct, that if someone walks up to me and asks me who my favorite villain is or who I think is the best villain on film, it's him in The Patriot.
Yeah. He's one of my top
like
10 all time for movie villains.
Yeah, like that, him in The Patriot, he makes me want to
like jump through the screen and the shit out and murder him.
Yeah. I mean that, and that's a skill right there, man.
Yeah. And I got him to sign the picture too with his line "stupid boy" from the movie. He's pretty thrown off by that. I was just like, "Hey, can you do this line for me? I just loved it from the page." And he's like, "Really? You want me to call you stupid boy?" I was like, "Yes, please." So that was awesome. Pretty awesome.
All right. 2017. What's next?
So then Wizard World came. What's her face? I can't remember the actress's name, but Ivana Lynn. She was Luna Lovegood from the Harry Potter series. Met her there. She was really nice and sweet. Quick kind of experience. And then fast forward to 2018. The bigger one was then Ace Comic Con, which was coming to Chicago for the first time. And that's when they got Chris Evans coming in, yep. Hiddleston coming in.
That was the moment I was swindled out of my meet and greet with Captain America.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches. And I got Brolin's autograph, or I was supposed to. And then had to go and have a fucking baby.
Me too. I was so disappointed.
You had an autograph checked out too, right?
I had the photo and the autograph. And I was like, oh, so I was going to
have him sign my Infinity Gauntlet. I had a nerd boner for a month. And then, you know, his wife had to have a baby.
Wait, you could have had an Infinity Gauntlet signed by him and a shield signed by Cap?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would you bring that up, man? Like, the wounds are still, like, they're still, they hurt.
It burns to this day.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Chewie. That was awesome.
Well, actually, I jumped ahead a little bit there. In 2018, C2E2, Dave Bautista was showing up. And, like, back in the day, I was a huge WWE guy, so I've been following him, like,
He's awesome.
Since his wrestling. I love that guy. Got my photo with him. Tell him, can we do the thumbs down from your wrestling day? Yeah, sure, man, whatever you want. Was going to get an autograph with him later. And we're, like, moving through the line. And, like, all of a sudden this guy starts coming down the line. Hey, we got to start speeding it up here. Don't ask him too many questions. He's actually got to catch a ride to the airport, you know, after this. So, like, I'm getting a little, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how those guys are. They're, like, persistent. Yeah. Like, yeah, don't ask him too many things. Don't ask him too many things. So, like, I'm already, like, pent up because it's like I'm about to meet my, like, wrestling hero when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So, get up there. Also have my friend Michelle with me again, meeting him. I was having him sign my photo and, like, shake his hand. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Then he goes to shake my friend Michelle's hand. And he was about to, like, ask her, you know, what's your name? And I, like, right away just go, like, I'm your biggest fan. Just, like, completely fan, boy, a girl, and whatever. And he's just giving me this, like, bewildered look, like, okay. And he starts signing the picture.
Oh, great.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, get him out of the line.
Wait, so what year was that? Was that 2018?
Yeah, 2018
C2E. So that was post-Guardians 1 and 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he massive?
He's like, huge.
He's a big man.
Yeah. When I walked up to him, like, I was, like, barely up to his, like, his pectoral muscle.
There was news about him that came out today. Did you see it?
No.
He's a playable character now in the new Gears of War.
Yeah.
Bautista?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
He put on his, like, I think it was his Instagram. He's like, you can finally be me. He's like, yes.
So where did we go from there?
Oh, so then
that's Ace. Then after that was the Ace, right? After
After C2E2, because Wizard World didn't really have anybody showing up. So then at Ace, they had Evans, they had Brolin, Hiddleston were showing up. I already met two of them, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna get Brolin's autograph and photo. Canceled, unfortunately, like we said. And then Karen Gillan, who's my bae, that's like my celebrity crush. Decided to show up, so I was really pumped about that. Elizabeth Olsen was showing up, so wow. Scarlet Witch, Nebula,
phenomenal. And they weren't that right. They were like, what, 80 a piece? I remember.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They weren't like the crazy 200 per pop, but.
Yeah, I think Olsen was 95, Karen was 80. Nice. And then also Ronan the Destroyer was showing up there from Guardians.
Lee Pace,
nice. Yeah.
I'm going to have to edit in that sexy saxophone music that we started using in the last cast.
As soon as he says bae, just cue it up.
Like, she was my selling point. Like, I was crushed about Brolin, but then they made it up by getting me up my base. I was like, all right, this is good.
Good.
So I was first meeting her for an autograph, and usually I just tell them, you know, you can sign Tim X or whatever. But I had a plan this time. Maybe she'll like it more if I use my full name. Well, I probably shouldn't have said my name because I'm Quaritch. But I have a unique first name, so I go up there and, you know, tell her, oh, my name is so-and-so. Oh, what a lovely name. I haven't heard that before. So that was a great opener. So then we're just sitting there chatting. I told her, you know, my favorite movie of yours is Oculus, which is like a horror movie from 2014. Nobody knows. But yeah, and then, you know, was getting a photo with her later, was going up there to ask her to do funny pose with me, and she actually remembered my name.
Nice.
So I right there, I'm already like having a heart attack. So go up to her and I show her this picture of this like kind of prom photo pose. Just like, hey, yeah, you know, we'll do like this, but you know, we're gonna reverse it so like you're holding me from behind.
She's the big spoon, man.
Yeah, she's the big spooner,
and
yeah.
it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So she luckily she was all like, oh yeah, let's definitely do it. So
That's crazy awesome.
it was a phenomenal moment, probably the highlight of my life, and
That's
Nice.
crazy.
Phenomenal.
Nice. Now, so are those the only two people that you saw at that con?
I did meet Lee. Well, that's another funny story too. I met Lee Pace later on at the end of the
Okay.
day. Was just getting an autograph from him.
Yeah.
And I'm going up in line, and you can just see from a distance this guy's tired. Like he's had a long day and he's just out of it.
Yeah.
So get up there, and I had put this like kind of just collage photo together of some of his characters, like from the Hobbit trilogy, Guardians of the Galaxy, *Halt and Catch Fire*.
Yep.
Got up there, handed it to him, and he's just like looking at it like, "Wow, this is pretty great. What do you want me to write on it?" So I'm just kind of caught off guard, like, "You stand accused?" So he's like, "You stand accused. Great. Have a great rest of the day." So like, "Thank you so much, Lee."
Yeah. Now, when you've gone to these cons, do you usually go for multiple days? Do you only really focus on these meet and
Yeah,
greets, or?
are you a solo flyer? Or are you a weekend pass dude?
I'm usually a solo day guy. There's another convention I do in the summer. It's called Gen Con. It's this big tabletop board gaming convention that happens in Indiana.
Yes, I've heard of that. I almost went to that.
Yeah.
I've done it 2 years in a row now with a couple of my friends. No celebrities there, but it's just like a bunch of activities, a bunch of panels. And for that, we do the big 4 day weekend pass for that. But for usually for, you know, Wizard World, Ace, and everything, I try to condense it to just 1 day.
Yeah. I've heard crazy things about that convention, like how
Yes.
big it is and how it's been around forever.
It's massive. Like they take over this convention center and they got Lucas Oil Stadium that they go into where they
Holy
have
shit.
you can go on the field and literally just play games out there.
What the?
Wait, so is that so that con is only tabletop gaming? So it's like card games and like strategy games and everything like that?
Yeah, like board games,
So
card
no
games.
D&D is played there, right?
No, D&D is played there, yeah. Well, yeah, I should have thought
So,
that,
there are some celebrities within those circles.
There
Like,
are, yeah.
yeah.
Like
Are
last
those ones who do the panels? Like
for the panels, it's usually like the different like developers or like companies that like produce the games and everything. But this last summer or this current summer, there really wasn't any big names that showed up. But the previous one, Joe Manganiello was there. Yeah, he showed up
Wow.
randomly, not there to like, you know, being paid or anything. He was just a fan of board games. And Matthew Lillard was there. I was hoping so much that I would get to meet them and get a photo, but I couldn't find him.
Yeah, I thought there's like a couple years back that like Matt Stone and Trey Parker showed
Yeah.
up because they're big like board game fans. That'd be a cool con to go see.
I know that's. I mean, that was the thing. Like, I do enjoy board games. I mean, if you don't, you're a psycho. But
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Where in Indy?
It's in Indianapolis.
It is in Indy.
It takes over like that whole downtown area. Like all the hotels have stuff going on in
Damn.
Lucas Oil. Like they have escape rooms. They have LARPs. Like you can
That's
literally,
fantastic.
like they literally give you like
I
weapons to
would love
like.
for a weekend. Come
They
on.
have a ton of them, and they're phenomenal.
See? All right, I'll go next year.
Nice.
Sign me up.
Okay, so we just left. That was C2E2,
That
right?
was late 2018, right?
Yeah, so we covered Ace. That was late 2018. 2019, going into C2E2, they announced Paul Rudd was coming.
Yep.
Never done a con before, never thought he ever would. He never like shown interest in it, at least from what people had said. Immediately got a photo and autograph with him. Was very excited because I love the Ant-Man movies. And with C2E2, like with their autographs and photo ops, like when you buy one, they assign you like a certain group. Like, okay,
Yeah.
group one lines up at like 11 o'clock, group
Yeah.
two, 11:15. kind of goes from there. And I had group two, so it's like, okay, you line up at like 11:15. They don't really look for this kind of stuff, so like you could show up there at 11 o'clock and they'll still let you in the line.
Yeah.
But so I get there, everybody's already like in line because everybody just wants to meet the guy really bad. So he's in there, about like 45 minutes passes. It's still a massive line, and all of a sudden one of those guys who work there is just like, all right, you know, we're gonna probably have to cut off at a point. Everybody will have to come back later because he's got a panel he's got to go to. Because apparently they were doing like a Clueless reunion.
Yes.
Like him.
Yes,
yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
Him, Alicia Silverstone, Donald Glover. So we're all just kind of like, well, wait a minute. Like, when do we come back? And they're just like, oh, you can come back like after 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Holy shit, what?
And it's like, well, that's the whole day, like later, you know? And we,
oh, yeah.
I come from the suburbs, so I got to catch a train because they all stop at some point. So then, you know, all of us are getting disgruntled. But then Paul Rudd, like, literally, like, tells the guy, hey, come over here. And they're like talking. And the guy's like, all right, Paul said he's going to, you know, finish everybody's autograph and then go to his panel. So everybody will get their chance. And I was like, oh, that's really awesome. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Celebrities don't usually do that. And, you know, he didn't rush or anything. Like, he still stood there and talked to people, you know, for a couple minutes and everything. And when I got up there, it was like I had known the guy for 15 years. Like, he was just really friendly, you know, right off the bat. Hey, how you doing? You know, what's going on? You know, this is your first time at C2E2 or in Chicago. Could not speak more highly about him. So then after that, went back later to get a photo with him. And, you know, everybody's going up to him and doing, you know, hey, slap the bass. So then I was just like, well, I'm going to do something original. And my friend Nate, he actually gave me the idea from the movie Knocked Up. He does like this quick thing where he does an impression of Robert De Niro, which is spot on.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm like, hey, Paul, would you mind doing your Robert De Niro impression with me? And he kind of like stood there thinking about it for a second. And then all of a sudden he just goes like, oh, yeah, let's definitely do it. So then all of a sudden he just like
clicks in
and it's just the perfect face and everything. And I was like, this is phenomenal.
So was he one of your best experiences so far?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So him and what, Karen?
Him and like? Karen, yeah. And Evans and
Buffy. Yeah. Get him in. Top three. That's what I was hoping for.
That's why he's the best Avenger.
So what have you done since then? Anything?
I missed out on Wizard World.
Well, I was just going to say, I was at Wizard, and there was like no one. Jeff Goldblum was there, so I guess the Grandmaster was there, but... like, really outside of him, there wasn't, you know, a reason to go for autographs and pictures.
Yeah, this summer, they definitely were lacking. I really wanted to meet Jeff Goldblum, but I've already invested so much money coming into this. Next day is coming in October. It just wasn't going to
be. Who do you have signed for Ace?
Get a photo with Brie Larson, Tom Holland, Gyllenhaal.
Now, I heard there were lotteries. Won the lotto for all three?
No. So, this is how... Now, I'm not... I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan of these lottery things.
Amen.
So what they were doing, so for photo ops, they were the same system as normal. They put them up on a day, certain time. You can grab whatever, you know, first come, first serve for photos. Autographs, though, they were doing a limited amount. And they were doing a lottery system where you put in your email. Eventually, they're going to do like a random selection of, you know, okay, you know, pull this email out. They get a link to get an autograph. And, you know, they would do it. And, you know, you got thousands of people doing this thing, and only about, like, 20 people keep getting picked.
Wow.
Yeah.
That like, select. Holy shit.
I went 0 for 5.
0 for 5?
Yeah.
See? But not, I mean...
But then there's people, like, because there's an Ace fan forum on Facebook, and there's people in there going, like, yeah, I'm 5 for 5, or I'm 4 for 5. And it's like, who did you pay to get so lucky in this?
Seriously. I mean, what if I won the lotto to get Chris Hemsworth autographed? I don't even know if I'd want it. I'd just maybe go up to him and flip him the bird.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I was just like, well, if I do somehow get an autograph for him, maybe I'll bring this old photo with me.
Like, hey, douchebag, remember this?
What do you got to say now, Chris?
Wait, you're still super famous, but whatever.
Wait, so you do have photo ops scheduled, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Captain Marvel, Spider-Man.
Mysterio.
Oh,
and Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Kit Harington. Wow, Kit Harington, which is actually... Black Knight.
He's going to be Black Knight now. And then I'm getting an autograph from him and Gyllenhaal. So this is like the most packed schedule.
So Gyllenhaal wasn't a lottery?
No, he was. Well, so what happened was he was a lottery, but then we found out the people who don't automatically use their link in 24 hours for the lottery, they get released to the general public.
Nice.
So they were just like, all right, check back in 24 hours, see what pops up. So, like, I'm there on a Saturday morning, literally with my laptop ready, right when, like, 11 o'clock in the morning hits, I'm clicking, like, refreshing whatever.
Yeah.
About, like, 20 minutes later, there was, like, a bunch that just popped in there. So I was like, give me one, please.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
so great. Now we are, that's current day. So you're waiting for Ace, which is October.
That is October, yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. That is a lot.
It's my most packed schedule, and I'm going to be bouncing around the place.
Four pictures, two autographs.
Yes.
Good Lord. That's magical.
I ask people, too. I'm like, is this actually possible? And they're just like, well, there's been days where I've done like 8 photos and like 4 autographs. It's like, how are you doing this?
Yeah. Have you met anyone in like, I want to say in real life, it's not like that's not real life, but have you ever met anyone on the street? Like, have you ever met a celebrity, like, just like walking around? Or have you ever gone to someplace other than a convention to meet someone?
You know, as a kid, I went to St. Louis with my family. My family's all Cubs fans. I'm a Cardinals fan. So we went there for a baseball series. And we were staying at the same hotel as all the Cubs players. So one night, we're, you know, coming back in from walking around the city and walking past the hotel bar, and Ron Santo starts coming out. He's kind of wobbling around because he's a bit lit.
Inebriated,
yeah. Inebriated. So, you know, we're all just like, hey, Ronnie, how you doing? He's like, oh, I'm doing great. And, you know, walking past us. So that was pretty cool. Other celebrities, no, I haven't actually like met any outside of conventions.
But did you ever meet Michael Jackson at Disney World like I did? Face!
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Story, please.
Oh, yes, yeah. Please.
That was real weird. I was like 9 years old, and we were like walking through Disney World, and my dad's like, hey, there's like a crowd of people over there. And I'm like, you know, we just assumed it was somebody famous. And like, as we're walking, you can see like them, like, it was like the perfect time. Like, the crowd was like forming, but they're like MJ's bodyguards were like, all right, you know, he's trying to walk through. And like, as they like broke him up, like, my dad was the first person Michael Jackson saw. My dad just was like, slow motion handshake. And Michael Jackson like shook his hand and they like walked off. And my dad, to this day, is like, yeah, his hand was really cold and clammy. I was like, that's what you remember about Michael Jackson's hand. It's cold and clammy. But yeah, it was just like, I was like, whoa. Even though I was 9, I knew who it was.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
But like at Disney World, like that just adds to the creepy factor. Like,
well, no, in hindsight, yeah.
Dude, that was 22 years ago, 23 years ago. Was Neverland Ranch a thing? Maybe that was the day he thought about Neverland Ranch. You don't know.
You never
know.
Sorry,
we're sidetracked.
Yeah. Wait, no, let's stay sidetracked. I can top yours.
Oh my God.
With someone that I met at Universal Studios. Actually, I didn't meet him. I was too scared to walk up to him, and this is someone that Three Toes is going to love. This is going to top your Michael Jackson story. No, this is even better.
That'd be amazing.
My wife and I were walking out of Universal Studios, and we were not going to Halloween Horror Nights, which was happening at the time. Well, we were just going during the day, and then we were going to take off and go back to our hotel. And guess who's walking in with his entourage? Fieldy from Korn.
Wow. I feel like mine is better than, I don't know. I mean, Fieldy's close to Michael Jackson.
Was jacked.
Wow. I don't know. We could throw out like a poll to see who wins, but I feel like, yeah, I'm going to win that one.
So outside of, you know, like the MCU stuff and like these bigger stars, who's been your best meet and greet? Because it does sound like you've went and kind of met other people outside of those realms.
Yeah, so the other ones I didn't go over was I have met some, like, you know, voice actors from, like, animes and cartoons.
Did I see a picture of Kevin Conroy in there?
You did.
Yeah, buddy. I almost got his – he was at Wizard most recently, and I really did want his autograph.
Yeah.
He had, like, no times posted, and then they got the times posted, and there was no pricing. I'm like, well – I'm not going to pay like $100 for Kevin Conroy, though he is the immortal voice of Batman.
Oh, yeah. When I think it was, I met him at Wizard World Chicago 2017, I think it was. Okay. That summer. Not many like actors were going that year. unless I mentioned one earlier. I get crisscrossed with some of these people.
That's magical.
But, yeah, they had Connery there. They had Robin from the show there.
Really?
And then they had Tom F. Wilson, known as Biff from Back to the Future fame, who did Tony Zucco from my favorite episode from the Batman animated series, Robin's Reckoning.
How was your experience with him? Because I met him. I went and saw
Biff, right?
Yeah, I went and saw Biff. What was his name?
Tom F. Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, you could just Tom Wilson.
Yeah, Tom. I saw Tom Wilson do stand-up. In Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah. And it wasn't bad. He was very clean. It was a lot of musical stand-up. He like played his acoustic guitar, had a bunch of songs about Back to the Future and stuff. And it was a really awesome experience. Like, he was a really cool dude. Was it the same for you?
It was. You know, he was a really nice guy. Right away, you know, so I met Kevin Conroy first. Obviously phenomenal. He's Batman. Then met Robin. His name's Lauren Lester. He flipped over the picture because it was apparently his favorite episode, too. So then I went over to meet Tom. He was sitting at his table, got up right away to shake my hand and everything. And so he's like, so what do you got for me today? And I was like, well, it's something a little bit different. I have a picture from the Batman animated series where he played Tony Zucco. And he's kind of sitting there looking at it, scratching his head. Like, he couldn't remember that he did this. So then he's sitting there, you know, he's writing his name first, and then he, like, pauses for a second. He's like, so what's this guy's name right here? And he's, like, almost pointing at Robin's picture. I'm like, oh, Robin? You know, Dick Grayson? No, my character. And I was like, oh, you were Tony Zucco. Zucco, okay. He writes.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was funny, but he was a really nice guy, you know. You know, funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's as you were flipping your picks, I did see and my crush of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is without a doubt Elizabeth Olsen.
Yes,
was she cool or?
Yeah, she was very
hit me with truth, man. I could take it.
No, she was not Chris Hemsworth. She was very nice, very sweet. I didn't get a lot of time to interact with her, but you know, I went up there. She asked me, you know,
but sociable,
like, yeah, very very sociable.
It seems like to me, like from your descriptions, like, these are human beings being human beings. Like, they're like, they don't, not that they don't think they're better than you, but they're cool, they're sociable, they talk to you outside of Hemsworth. So that seems to be the case. So, like, they're like down to earth, as down to earth as they can be.
Oh yeah, you know, they're all very nice and approachable. You know, the first few times I was doing that, you know, it's intimidating because, you know, they're celebrities, and some of, like you point out, they're heroes for you in some cases.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found with the majority of them that, you know, they're just like us, easy to approach. You know, you can ask them, you know, how's your day going? You know, this your first time in Chicago or enjoying yourself? And they're always very sociable. They're very easy to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my wife came it was Wizard like 2000, it's like, I don't even know, 2012 maybe? Like, it was early. It was when Walking Dead was popular and a good show.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far back that is.
Ooh, long time.
Yeah, go on.
So we met the future Punisher. What's his name?
Bernthal?
John
Bernthal?
Yeah. Okay. Talk about, like, the nicest dude on earth. First off, I think I'm an inch taller than he is, which blows my fucking mind because I am an average height. And when he got, like, down off his chair and, like, he put his arms between, like, we only paid for an autograph, and he's like, you guys want a picture? We're like, yeah. Like, why would we say no? I mean, so, like, we go and we get the picture taken, and, like, he's standing in between us, and I'm, like, looking down on him. I'm like, I thought he was going to be, like, 6'2", like, you know, 200 pounds of muscle. Nicest dude ever, and there was, like, no one in line, so we just shot the shit for, like, 10 minutes at his table, and my wife was like, he's in love with me. Because my wife had a southern accent at the time, and she was laying it on real thick. I'm like, hey, man, if you can make friends with John Bernthal, let's do whatever you have to do. But, yeah, I mean, like, that was, like, it definitely did make me want to do it more. And then I kind of fell off, and then I tried to get back on with Chris Evans and Josh Brolin, and then I got the double middle fingers.
Yeah, you've had a rough go.
I know.
With your meet and greet ramp up there.
I almost
I'm
got,
sorry.
Whatchamacallit, Kerry Hughes? From Robin Hood Men in Tights. He was at Wizard. This close. And it was, what it sold me was that was the banner of his choice, was Robin Hood Men in Tights. Not the Princess Bride, but Robin Hood Men in Tights. So for that, Kerry, I salute you, sir. But
yeah.
What about you? Ever at any cons?
I've only tickled that thought. I've never actually pulled the trigger and done it. I think I've been so scarred. Like when I was kind of hinting at it a little bit before, but like when I was 14 or 15, I went to meet my idols, and it was like my first meet and greet ever, and it was at Rolling Stone Music in Chicago.
Yeah, I remember that.
They would have signings all the time there, and I remember I missed an Ozzy signing, like maybe like months prior, but then Queensryche.
Your dudes.
Yeah. I know all the listeners that listen to our podcasts are huge Queensryche fans. Anyway, they were my idols at the time. Walked in to see them. All the band members were like lined up at a table, and only one out of five was actually friendly.
Ugh.
Like it was, like the lead singer was there and I was like shaking.
Was he the one who tried to kill a dude?
He was the guy that tried to stab one of his other band members recently, yeah.
Aren't you glad he wasn't friendly? You don't know, man.
Yeah, I guess. But but that experience really kind of rattled me. I think, like, looking back, if I was to have a shrink or a therapist kind of look at me and talk to me about this, that's probably what did it. I went to go meet my idols. And
April 7th, 1999.
I went to meet my idols, and they crushed me. Yeah. So I've never really stepped in. I've always kind of... thought about doing it, just walking through like the small meet and greets,
yeah,
like where you probably met Bernthal,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Yeah, I've always kind of thought about it, but never really.
I mean, I won't lie to you, Corch. If you told me that Chris Evans was a dick, I would have probably headbutted that plate glass window. Like it would have shattered my universe. I'm just being honest with you. Like Hemsworth sucks. I do love him as Thor, and I really wish he was a nice dude. And maybe it was an off day.
Yeah.
But you said that you've heard from a couple people that he wasn't cool.
So. It's kind of been mixed.
Okay.
Because ever since I joined like the Ace fan forum on Facebook, people like go back and forth asking, you know, what's your best or worst like experience? And I always bring up my Chris Hemsworth, and I get like a mixed reaction, like, really? You know, when I met him at so and so, really nice guy and everything. And like I always, you know, tell people, you know, in my photo he doesn't even really smile. And some people have said, like, well, in interviews he says he doesn't smile, like he saves all of his smiles for his family. And my response to that is, well, if that's the case, why even come to the convention then?
Yeah.
And not smile for your fans, you know?
Yeah.
That is kind of shitty. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's cool to see that, like, and that's, I keep looking at your water bottle, and I keep forgetting to ask you. Star Wars water bottle. Did you go to the Star Wars celebration?
I did not.
What?
I got this actually back in 2015 when Force Awakens was coming.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do they have meet and greets at Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was inches away from getting the Emperor's autograph. I can't think of his name now, of course. But yeah, he wanted like $125. I was like, bro, you are famous for 2.5 movies. Like, take it easy. But... yeah, they did. They had Hayden Christensen was there. And one of our coworkers like jumped, because Hayden Christensen, I think, has been to like 3 cons ever.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal for some reason.
Yeah.
It's Hayden Christensen. Yeah. Sorry. If you're listening, Hayden, I apologize for the condescending tone.
No, you don't have to apologize. I'm not a fan.
So you've already checked a lot of boxes off. In terms of people you want to meet,
yeah.
Who's left? Or first of all, I need to get this off my chest. You need to let us know how Captain Marvel is, because we've heard.
Oh yeah, yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
Chewie for the safe.
Yeah, we've. I mean, like, just from the rumors that you hear from all of the other cast members and stuff, and like the vibe that you get from her.
Yeah,
maybe
she's not
being
popular
able to...
amongst really her own coworkers. So
yeah. I've heard a lot of different stories. So. It's going to be interesting. You know, I heard about all of, like, the controversy that happened leading up to, like, when her movie was coming out and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw those, like, interview clips of her, like, Hemsworth and Don Cheadle, which are hilarious, but also just very weird.
Yeah. Have you seen those? The ones, where they kind of roll their eyes, like, when she's talking and stuff?
And then, like, they did, like, the thing where she's like, I do my own stunts. And Hemsworth is like, what are you, the next Tom Cruise? And she's like, thank you very much.
So moving on from that, what's your white whale? And what do you still have left? Like, who do you still want to meet? Like, is this going to continue to go on as, like, is this just something that's part of your life now? Like, where you're going to, like, you have a passion for kind of hitting up the cons, meeting some people, collecting these. Do you want, like, this book to be the first book of your library of all these meet and greets that you've met? Or is there, like, an end game that you have?
Well, I would say the white whale is Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he'll ever do it?
No. The man's like a billionaire at this point.
Well, I mean, I'll never say never just because Ace Comic Con recently, they've been able to get a ton of people.
I agree with you, Andrew. I never would have thought Tom Holland would be in the state of Illinois. Like, truly. I mean, so good for them.
They always, yeah, you know, getting him. And then back, Ace had a Seattle show at the beginning of the summer where they had Zoe Saldana.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm, Josh Brolin showed up there. Don Cheadle, Renner.
Thank you for bringing that up. As somebody who would be like the subject matter expert on this, do you feel Chicago kind of gets the shaft? Like, I feel like, all right, San Diego doesn't count, period. And New York is kind of like the East Coast version of San Diego, right?
In terms of
size. But like Seattle gets like a boatload of people. Mm-hmm. Is it because it's like a 6-hour drive from California?
Yeah, probably.
Sons of bitches.
I think like with Chicago too, it's just the timing of the year because they seem to always end for like end of summertime. And I guess that's when a lot of these actors are going off to do their filming and projects, whatever.
When is New York? Have you ever been to New York?
I have not done New York. Okay. It would be cool too. I want to do San Diego and New York at some point. But I've heard New York gets at least, you know, one or two big name people. So
yeah, I mean, let me just put it out on the record, Robert Downey Jr. If you ever do a signing in Chicago, I will get you to sign Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's gonna be that's the signature. Okay, no Iron Man prints, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And if you can convince Val Kilmer to be there with you, you can have all the money you want, man.
And you know, I've wanted to meet Val Kilmer too because I love him.
He's Tombstone, one of the greatest movies of all time. Come on,
Tombstone. I actually like Batman.
He was awesome as Batman. I got your back on that one.
Thank you. And I don't know if you guys ever saw Heat.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, love him in that. I want him to come to Chicago. He's done Wizard World before.
He has.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Like I was just at Wizard World, and there was like a booth, and apparently they just carpet bombed Val Kilmer. But he did sign Tombstone money bags. Like, I'm your Huckleberry Val Kilmer. I was like, God, if my wife was there, we would have bought those bags.
He's in ill health, right?
No, I think he's better now.
He's better now, but for a long time he was battling some health issues. Yeah.
Well, then he may be in the mix again because he's in the new Top Gun.
Yeah, yes. That's a good point. Make the rounds.
And, you know, Tom Cruise won't do it, but he will.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet Tom Cruise. I hear he's pretty crazy, but...
Hey, Tom, could you jump up and down on the signing table? Probably would do it.
So what's your end game? Is there an end game? Or are you just going to continue to do this because you enjoy doing it?
I mean, I love to do it. This Ace Comic Con coming up in October, this is a pretty big one. This may be at least the biggest one I've had in a while. It's hard to say after that. I mean, I've met a lot of these actors now from the MCU, at least the bigger named ones from the MCU. Like I said, I mean, if Downey Jr. ever shows, wherever he goes, I will be there if he shows up for one.
Comic Con New Zealand. Fuck it, let's book the tickets.
let's do it. I'm going. You know, I would, you know, if Chris Evans came back to Chicago, I'd definitely like to meet him again.
I will. You have inspired me. If Chris Evans is within like a 500-mile radius of me, I will probably try and go get it. I mean, that's the only thing I ever wanted autographed. I have a 75th anniversary Captain America shield. That's all I want. One signature. That's it.
How much will you pay?
I'd pay $200.
He's around there.
Yeah, I mean, I'd pay $250. I wouldn't tell anybody.
Isn't it crazy to think that like someone like him can probably retire right now?
Yeah.
And then just every year hit up a convention and do
just
a
signing. Just do rounds. Do like 5 or 6 big conventions and like, oh, all right, well. Take cash only. Fuck the tax returns. He's good, man. Yeah.
I'd also love to meet, though, like, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Hell yeah. He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah. And so far, he's only done, like, European side.
I was just
going to
say, I haven't seen him much in the States, right?
He's never, at least from what I know, he's never done the States. He's only done Europe. And I'd love to meet Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
If he ever did one, that would be pretty awesome. Yeah, it's hard to say what the future holds. Money's always a factor, but it hasn't hindered me yet. So
Do it while you can.
That in Chicago is kind of becoming, like, how many Comic Cons do we have now?
Three big ones.
But
nothing's as big as Walker Stalker Con, but go on.
Navy Pier. this is my last real question for you is, you've gone to conventions, clearly. You said you started in 2014 or 2015, so you've been around the block. Have you felt the culture of the Chicago cons is shifting? Because to me, C2E2 is becoming a juggernaut. I mean, it is the biggest in terms of size and scope. Now Ace is turning out to be the biggest in terms of celebrity guests. I went to Wizard 2 days this summer and I was so unimpressed. It feels like it's a dying horse and like no one shot it yet. Like, we need to turn Wizard into glue. Just put it out of its misery. We got C2E2 and now we'll have Ace. Like, do you feel the culture has changed or no?
I definitely think it is. I think over the years, like you said, I mean, Chicago has never really been like a hot destination for a large number of, at least, like celebrities or, you know, big attention. But this last year, definitely, you know, C2E2 grows every year. That thing, you know, every single time I go, it's bigger, bigger.
Massive. I mean, they're using up freaking McCormick Place.
Yeah, they have so many things going on now. I agree. Wizard World's just been, it's a horse that's on its last leg. You know, they were desperate this time around because they literally got John Travolta to show up and they offered a duel op with him and Henry Winkler.
Oh, man, we need to dedicate a whole cast to talking about that garbage. John Travolta.
Wow, man, he's a human being.
No, not him. I'm not calling him garbage. But did you know that Three Toes told me this? John Travolta is in a movie directed by
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
Like Limp Bizkit?
Limp Bizkit's buddy. Fred Durst. That movie that he's promoting right now at the cons.
That's the one?
Is the Fred Durst movie.
What's it called? The Fan?
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, yeah.
So, and what's funny about that is there's the first post I ever saw about it, there's a post of John Travolta like looking back at a camera from a convention and he's signing a picture. And he's like, thanks to all the fans who supported the Fanatic. And he's signing a picture of Pulp Fiction.
Of course.
It's like, no one's coming to the Comic-Con and doing a signing with you because of the Fanatic directed by...
Yeah, no, I think the Fanatic...
Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
I heard that it was the first movie on Rotten Tomatoes to receive the steaming shit pile logo, which...
The Fanatic?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for it.
I mean, it. I think literally got negative stars.
No, I'm super excited to see that.
I kind of wouldn't mind seeing it to see how bad it is. Like, it's one of those.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Everyone that's going to see Travolta is going to see him for... Pulp Fiction, Blowout,
Face
Grease,
Off.
Face what Off.
The, his old stuff. Yeah,
dude, they're not going there to see him for fucking Fred Durst's movie.
They only could have savored his like appearance by having Samuel Jackson there.
Oh,
Pulp
man.
Fiction reunion.
Yeah. Well, I guess on that note, I guess my number one meet and greet would probably be Fred Durst.
Okay.
What about you?
Come on. Chris Evans. I'm coming to get you, buddy.
He'll probably be coming back. I mean, he keeps drawing a lot of attention, so he'll probably still be doing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming to get you.
Well, we're running out of time, so let's review the white whales. Doom's white whale is
Chris Evans.
And your white whale is
Robert Downey Jr.
And Chewie's is
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh yeah, high five.
He's been doing cons. Well, he was going to be doing one recently.
He's been doing these weird...
You got to go to PhillyCon. Just go.
He's been doing these these fan events. He does a fan event every year where you pay... It's like $500 a plate.
It's a good chunk.
But it's a dinner, and you get to see him on stage, and he talks. I'm not sure if you get a photo
of dinner with Sylvester Stallone?
In like a banquet hall style.
For $500? Shit, that's a good deal.
I might be kind of downplaying the $500. It might actually
might be
$5,000.
Yeah. Okay. Make it happen, buddy.
You know, I'm going to change mine, though. I'm going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I would love him to sign a Mr. Freeze poster.
Oh, my God. If I could get a Total Recall poster signed by that man, right there, I would melt into a puddle. Yeah. Done.
Does what's his name from RoboCop do...
Frank Weller?
Yeah, Frank Weller.
Or Peter Weller.
Peter Weller. I've always hoped that he would, but I don't think he has.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll keep him on the radar because I'll have my phone queued up with the theme song from RoboCop, and I want it playing while he's signing my autograph.
Dead or alive, you're signing this.
That would probably scare the shit out of him, but you know what?
Yeah, security.
Well, we could go on talking about this forever. However, we do have to wrap it up. We want to thank Quaritch for talking to us about his experiences at the cons, and we'll most definitely have you back on to talk about other stuff, because I know the fact that you're going and doing all this means that you're passionate about probably 100 different things that we could talk about. And you know, our podcast is just kind of diving into all that garbage.
We like to skinny dip in the nerd pool.
Yeah. Do you want to see us out? Or?
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to another Candlelight Conversation with the Asteroid Factory Podcast. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewy. And I'm Quaritch.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. Tune in next time where we talk about...
I have no idea. Yeah. Put your ankles in it.